some of the young guys on the D-line that fight for just a few snaps a game, what are the important things for them to show in practice to try and earn reps in games?
Consistency. They do something right, they have to do it right all the time.
Mike, you head in to face a Falcons team that's got some running backs that are pretty shifty, tough to bring down at times. What do you see on tape with Devontae Freeman that makes it so hard to get him on the ground?
He's a good back. You know, he can cut on the dime. And, you know, he knows how to make guys miss.
Do you really have to focus on fundamentals this week more than other weeks because of just how shifty he is?
We just got to hit him. Just have to hit him.
How ready are you for this next 10-week stretch? You guys kind of had your last little break, you know, so are you excited to have the consistency going forward?
Yep. Yeah, you know exactly what's coming up. Bye week's out the way. I don't think we have another Thursday game, so, you know, we're ready to go. I'm excited for it. The energy is good. It's very everybody's positive in regards to it. So 10 games, and let's get after it. 10 weeks of staying on the same schedule is pretty nice.
Does anyone feed off of negative energy of a road game more than you, the booze that the fans getting on you?
I think so. I think so. The best thing about booze is shutting them up. That's fun. So it's us versus them, and I love it because it brings us closer together.
Is it more challenging having the noise, you know, especially in a dome?
I like to think for offense it is. On defense, it's not challenging at all. You think they're quiet for their offense, so we can get all our calls and stuff made.
What do you learn about yourself going against a solid run game? You had the test with Dallas. It didn't go the way you wanted, but now you get another real test that kind of a measuring stick.
I'm looking forward to it. Always looking forward to a test. We got some good inside backers. Just got to make sure we find a way to keep them on the field and let them do what they do. They've been great for us, as you can see how we've been playing. So, you know, we just got to come together as a defense and be where we're supposed to be, play physical, and hit the runners.
When you're going up against a guy like Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, everybody talks about their passing game. Does it kind of put more importance for you guys to get to him early, kind of rattle him early in the game?
Absolutely. That's with any player. You need to get to him, got to hit him. Have to hit him hard, hit him early, hit him often. And that'll help our results.
Some of the other guys have also been talking about just how stopping the run and, you know, defense on the passing game go hand in hand. You know, how important is it for you guys to really get that going so that you can help, you know, the secondary out as well?
If a team can't run the ball, they're forced to throw. So if we do what we're supposed to do up front, then it definitely forces the other team's hand, and that way you can almost predict what's going to happen.